Hey, Matthew.
Sir?
They have converted, I think, 3 fake punts, including a couple of big plays for Grant this year. There's an aggressiveness in that unit. Is that consistent with what you've seen from Joe DeCamillis through the years in this particular group? How dangerous are they?
Absolutely. Coach Joe has always done a great job of making sure that his guys are prepared. He's always called the games very aggressively, and I think it's no different this year. You know, they've got a tremendous core group of players, and they it seems as though they play with a plan in mind, and they've been able to go out there and execute it. And obviously those 3 fake punts have been huge for them. Corey scored on one. That was a tremendous run. So I think we've got to do a great job of playing alert situationally, understanding their tendencies, when they like to call those, trying to get a beat on that, and then just playing our keys. We have to play our keys. We have to play discipline and be prepared at all times for, you know, any number of things.
Matthew, can you speak to your locker room's comfort or confidence, I guess, in Steven Guskowski and just, you know, in the big picture, kind of how important that is, particularly at this time of year?
Well, you talk about the position of kicker. To be able to have consistency at that position year after year, kick after kick, is important. And it gives the team a lot of confidence to know when we get to a certain point on the field, we count it as money in the bank. So, you know, Steve's been so reliable for us. You look at the nature of that position and how guys tend to come and go for a guy to be here 12 years in one place. I think that speaks volumes to what he's been able to accomplish professionally, how consistent he's been. So we all have a great deal of confidence in him and his abilities, the way he prepares. I always say he's a true professional, so we consider ourselves very fortunate to have a guy like him.
Matthew, you had a pretty funny response to what Jalen Ramsey said the other day. I'm just wondering if his comment has made its way on a bulletin board anywhere behind the scenes here. And the button-down style, the New England Patriots, why does that work for you guys?
Well, we don't talk about what happens behind the scenes here, as you know. Why does it work for us? I mean, we're just coming in here to play football. Try to do our job. I think we have a lot of guys here that understand how fortunate we are to be in the position that we're in. You know, we play professional football for a living. So I hope we all understand how blessed we are. And then when we come in here, we try to take advantage of that opportunity because there are no guarantees in this league. From day to day, you just try to come in and do what you can to contribute to the team and, you know, hold on to a job.
You've spoken pretty highly about Jonathan Jones this year. How do you replace a player like that on special teams?
Well, it's not going to be one guy. You know, he does a lot of things for us, and he does a lot of things well. And he's done that since he's gotten here. He's been consistent. He's improved day after day. So it's going to take a lot of guys stepping up, doing their job just a little bit better. A few guys in different roles. But you don't replace him with one guy.
We know we asked you already about the Jalen Ramsey comments, and you guys have all handled it your own way, refusing to sort of give them any material. Can you give us the reason why you guys answer questions like that, why you never go there?
Well, I would answer that with a question. Why do we need to go there?
Did you pick your shirt off today on purpose?
I was given this by our equipment staff on my way in here. So I was told I needed to wear this to the fancy press conference today. So
last week
I just follow orders. I'm a yes man, you know.
Last week Geno Grissom drew a neutral zone infraction on that punt, which ended up getting a first down. Belichick said this week that you guys practiced that, and that's kind of been a theme this year. Ben Roethlisberger's fake spike, and thinking all the way back even to, let's say, you know, the Super Bowl a few years ago, Malcolm Butler's interception. What does it say about Bill Belichick's thoroughness as a coach, Matt Patricia, Joe Judge, their thoroughness as coaches to prepare you guys to see anything, everything?
Well, they spend a lot of time in preparation trying to make sure that no stone is left unturned. They sacrifice a lot of time away from their families, being in the building, preparing us. And as players, that gives you a lot of confidence that, you know, we're going to go into the game and hopefully every situation that comes up, we will have covered. So that gives you a tremendous amount of confidence as a player, knowing that we're extremely well prepared going into a game, and it allows you to play with confidence. It allows you to play fast. So I think that's something that a guy like me, who's been here only under this staff my whole career, could take for granted, how well the coaches do in preparing us. But certainly thankful for that as a player.
Matt, considering his history against the Patriots, how concerned are you about Tom Coughlin being a part of the Jaguars?
Me personally, I'm just worried about covering down on kickoffs and punts and doing my job. Coach Coughlin, obviously legendary in this league, but I can only control and worry about the things that pertain to me and my position.
Matthew, Coach Doug Marrone said today that Gillette is the toughest place to play. In your opinion, why is it so tough for opponents to play here?
I think we got a tremendous fan base that comes out and really understands the game of football and supports us at a high level. Obviously, it's New England, so this time of year with the weather is not exactly the easiest of conditions to deal with. So I think those are two big factors in it. And, I think we have a lot of confidence playing at home, but ultimately, it's all going to come down to how we execute on Sunday and how they execute on Sunday.